Hey, it's Gavin on Photo Couch. Excuse the noise, I'm driving. I'm actually cruising along the shore of Lake Isabella in California. And we're on our spring road trip here. Been on the road for about a week and a half or so now and got about 2.5 weeks or so to go. So having fun. I actually just went out on Lake Isabella and went down to the shores down there in the game area. There's some really cool trees and stuff down there. And I made my first 4x5 exposure, which I'm pretty stoked about. I don't know if I've talked about this on Photo Couch. I know I have on Pro Photo Show, but I've been hitting the resolution limitations because I'm doing these landscapes and stuff that I do on f164.com, and I'm doing increasingly large images. I'm doing limited editions, and I'm expanding out in that area. Now, I don't say I'm making great money with that. It's just something I'm working on. It's kind of a long-term project, and I do plan to make money on it in the future, and we'll talk about that later. But I'm really enjoying it. I learn a ton by going out and doing these things, and then, as you guys know, I do workshops here and there when I'm on the road, but it just changes my perspective when I'm out in the field doing landscapes. And first of all, I just love going out, and God's creation to me is just so vast and it's just really, really cool. So I love going out and doing these landscapes. And my goal with them is to try and do something that does these scenes justice, because they can be so awesome. And I'm really trying to focus on attention to detail with the goal of making really breathtaking, large wall pieces of them on canvas or metal or whatever fits the scene. And I guess I just really wanted to talk a little bit. I'm headed back to the trailer now. I think my wife has some spaghetti made up, which is going to be really good. I'm looking forward to that. And sun just set. It's actually dark now, but I went right up till sunset. I was shooting with the digital and then setting up the 4x5, playing with it. I mean, I made one exposure. I actually screwed up one exposure because I forgot to close the shutter while when I took the film, opened up the film. So you have the shutter, and it's a view camera, so you have the shutter open, and you look through, and you get everything all focused, and then you put a film holder, which holds two frames, and you pull the slide off the film cover to uncover it and make your exposure and take it out or flip it over or whatever, and I forgot to close the shutter. So I messed up one frame, turned it over, did one exposure, and that was it. That was my 4x5 for the day. I don't know if it'll be spectacular. I'm still experimenting with the 4x5 and still shooting the digital, obviously, too. I love digital. What the 4x5 will give me is somewhere, I think, in the neighborhood of 200-300 megapixels of resolution, which for really, really large prints, I think is going to be really, really amazing. I'm saying really a lot here. I know I'm just kind of rambling here and just kind of talking. The thing is with me for landscapes, and let's talk a little bit about landscapes. First of all, the road trip. There is nothing for a photographer like a road trip. And, you know, the way burn and dodge is overlooked in digital editing, road trips are overlooked, I think, for photographers. We get so busy and, you know, sometimes we have day jobs or whatever it is we have to do, or studios to run. And I just can't tell you, you know, after starting this last fall, and now I'm on a road trip for a month again this spring, and you know, it can be stressful. You're running around with trailers and up and down mountains and trying to find places to camp, preferably that don't cost $40 a night. And the whole experience is really cool, especially if you can take your family. I take my wife and my two little ones with me, and we just go. And the cool thing is, I think, for a photographer, is you see things in a different light. You're out exploring new places, and I don't want to negate the idea of what's right out your doorstep, because we often overlook the beauty that's right at our doorstep because we see it every day. But what you do is, I think when you go out and do these road trips, you learn to see more even right out your doorstep. You learn to see everything more. You look around, and there's just this, maybe it's just me, but there's like this childlike wonder that you get when you go out and explore these new places. And for me, I really start analyzing a lot more in terms of light. And I'm trying to make something that is as pristine as it can be. I mean, if I sit there for 20 minutes and make one exposure, that's okay, because I know there's tons of tourist photos being made, and I feel like, okay, if I want to stand out, it has to be really, really good. I have to wait for the light. Everything has to be good. And I not only bring home pieces for my collection, but I also get new ideas and learn to be meticulous, and I have no deadlines, and I can just do it and make it as good as I possibly can. So anyway, if you want to see more, f164.com, if you want to see what I'm up to, or the Facebook page for more frequent updates. But catch you later.